From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Robbie Feinberg with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, June 18th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
An unknown number of Mainers received cell phone notifications on Tuesday that 911 services were down throughout the state, but the Maine Department of Public Safety says the alert can be safely disregarded, and that Maine's 911 system is up and running. The department says officials in Massachusetts, which actually is experiencing a statewide 911 system outage, mistakenly sent the alert to neighboring states. Maine later sent out an additional alert clarifying the situation. The mistaken alert is being investigated by FEMA. Electric bills for Central Maine Power customers will go up by more than 12% beginning next month. That's about $15.50 a month for the average residential customer. Maine Public Utilities Commission Chair Phil Bartlett says about a third of that increase will be used to recover so-called stranded costs tied to lost revenues from certain state policies, including net energy billing.
And these are sort of the community solar farms you may be hearing about and seeing going up all across the state. Those are effectively subsidized through your electricity rates. So as those projects are coming online, we're seeing stranded costs increase to cover sort of the subsidy for those projects.
The hikes will also help to cover the cost of restoring power following several major storms. Northern Maine customers in Versant Power's Maine Public Service area will see their rates climb about 6% next month, while customers in the utility's Bangor Hydro District will actually see their bill shrink very slightly. A new study released on Tuesday projects that by 2050, Maine will be at least 2 degrees hotter, have a shorter winter and longer summer, and sea levels that are more than a foot higher. The 267-page assessment from the Maine Climate Council also predicts that the state's weather will swing between extremes, with heavier downpours, drier droughts, and fiercer storms. Peter McGuire has more.
The report details the toll on the state from climate change driven by burning fossil fuels. Everything from human health to fisheries, housing, and biodiversity will be affected, according to researchers. Ivan Fernandez, a co-editor and University of Maine professor, says the study expands a council report from 4 years ago, and it shows that trends contributing to devastating storms this winter and searing heat this week are picking up speed.
Most of the indicators of climate change are continuing. Most are actually accelerating. Solutions are accelerating, but not fast enough. And business as usual is not an option.
The report will guide the Climate Council as it updates Maine's Climate Action Plan due out this year. Draft recommendations include changes to transportation, energy, building, and land policies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and help communities brace for and adapt to a new climate reality. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.
Greater Portland families with young children are turning to free public splash pads to keep cool this week. These playground-like areas have structures that spout water. Peg, a mother from Westbrook, says she came to Payson Park in Portland on Tuesday with her 6-year-old son specifically for their splash pad. She says they visited other splash pads in the past.
It keeps kids active when it's really hot out, and that's hard to do rather than just sitting inside on a tablet or in pools. They can't spend much time in a pool without getting exhausted, but splash pads, they can run around and have fun.
Portland offers 5 splash pads throughout the city. The largest one is located at the Deering Oaks Ravine. Temperatures across the state are expected to be in the upper 90s this week, with a feels-like temperature in the triple digits due to the humidity. This week's heat wave is also bringing potentially unhealthy air to Maine. Kevin Miller has more.
The Maine Department of Environmental Protection says the coastline from Kittery to Acadia National Park could see unhealthy levels of ozone on Wednesday for sensitive groups, such as children, the elderly, and people with asthma and other respiratory or heart problems. Down east and interior areas of western Maine will see moderate levels of ozone, while conditions elsewhere in Maine should be okay. Temperatures will remain high on Thursday, but ozone levels are expected to be moderate to good statewide as a front pushes in from the north. Ground-level ozone develops when pollutants from cars, power plants, and other sources react with sunlight. At high levels, it can cause coughing, shortness of breath, or possibly chest pain, even among healthy adults exerting themselves outside. The DEP urges the public to avoid strenuous outdoor activity when ozone levels are high, to stay in enclosed areas with circulating air, and to keep quick relief medications on hand. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
The Maine CDC is expanding advisories limiting freshwater fish consumption because of PFAS contamination. 16 bodies of water in Maine now have some kind of advisory warning the public to limit or avoid the consumption of certain kinds of fish. Three are expanded advisories issued within the last 2 years, and four bodies of water are new additions. Elevated levels of PFAS were detected in fish samples collected from lakes, rivers, and streams in parts of central and northern Maine, and include the Aroostook River in Caribou, the Anabesicook Lake in Monmouth and Winthrop, the Kennebec River in Waterville, and part of the Kanduskeg Stream in Corinth and Bangor. Fishing, swimming, and boating are still considered safe activities. The legal fight over who owns Maine's intertidal beaches is headed to the state Supreme Court. Caitlin Bedayan reports.
A group of coastal residents and local businesses are appealing a lower court's ruling in a case over who owns and can access intertidal beach property. The group seeks to overturn a 1989 decision by the Maine Supreme Judicial Court, which says that private land ownership extends to the low tidal point. The appeal asked the court to declare that the state owns the intertidal lands. It also asked the law court to rule that landowners cannot interfere with public use and that the public can engage in ocean-related activities in the intertidal zone, including harvesting seaweed. The suit emanates from Moody Beach and Wells, where private beachfront property owners have clashed with other residents over beach access. Just last week, town officials made plans to form a local working group to seek a compromise on the issue. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Caitlin Bedayan.
And a progressive advocacy group says the state needs thousands of additional full-time workers to provide home care for older Mainers and people with disabilities and behavioral health challenges. Nicola Grisco reports.
Maine has a shortage of roughly 2,300 direct care workers, according to a new analysis released Tuesday from the Maine Center for Economic Policy. More than 23,000 hours of approved home care for older adults goes undelivered each week due to workforce shortages. And economic policy analyst Arthur Phillips says that hospitals around Maine have had to delay discharging patients because there are no nursing homes to send them to.
You know, fundamentally, this is really about ensuring the health and resilience of Maine people and our economy. We know that right now these shortages in this critical workforce are making that really difficult to secure.
To better retain direct care professionals, Phillips says the state should increase the Maine care reimbursement rate for these services so that workers earn 140% of the state minimum wage. That would translate to a raise of about $2 more an hour. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nicola Grisco.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. And coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning, the topic is sustainable seafood, how to harvest fish while keeping habitats and species healthy. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Thanks for listening.